What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Well, folks, he's here, now joining us, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker under the brick and steel of a nondescript building. We have once again made contact with and are proud to be joined by our leader, the great one, Mark Levin. Mark, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
It is my honor to be back in Kansas. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And by the way, let me start by congratulating you on the new book, On Power. It's the number one New York Times bestseller, as usual.
Well, that's thanks to all of our audiences, you know, the people who listen to you. And it's just a great honor. It's very important to me to get these books out there. I don't write it for money. I certainly don't write it because I've got all the time in the world.
No.
It's a long time. But I think they're important. You know, I don't write about myself. I'm not writing about, you know, psycho stuff, people tell, or how-to books. This is what I do.
This is a little different than the last book.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, the book's called On Power. And the reason is I got thinking about this, and I think the debates we have, the battles we have, are about power. And whoever succeeds will either live in a relatively free or free society, or we won't. And that's the battle between the modern Democrat Party that embraces Marxism and Islamism and anti-Semitism and all these other isms, and you and me and President Trump and so forth in the modern parlance. But our founders gave us a country like no other mankind has ever experienced, based on the belief that God is sovereign, that God's children on earth are sovereign when it comes to governing. That's why we, the people, and individual sovereignty. And they fused that with the Enlightenment from the 1500s, Locke and Montesquieu. These were the two most popular philosophers. And what did we get out of that? Mostly the idea that power checks power, which is our Constitution. So you have the Declaration and the Constitution. And no other country on the face of the earth has been founded, has been given birth this way, which is why this is such a fantastic republic. And so I take this word power, which is a very complicated word, by the way, because it affects everything. It affects your life at home. It affects your life at work. It affects everything. Who's in power? How do they get power? What about your power? How do you exercise power? This is a constant throughout the day and throughout your life. But I apply it, obviously, to government, the civil society, the culture. And I divide it into positive power, negative power, and its application to free speech and thought, its application to liberty and rights, its application to governance and so forth.
You know, when you wrote your last book, Mark, the Democrat Party hates America. Jasmine Crockett, you know, Mondami, they weren't the face of the modern Democrat Party. Are there any Reagan Democrats left, or have they just purged them all? Because if you look at when you're talking about power, when you look at who the power behind the Democrat Party is today, they frankly just hate America. It seems like it.
not an elected office. I don't see. I guess Fetterman is quite different than the rest of them, but I don't see it. Maybe there's one hiding somewhere, but certainly the overwhelming majority of them, they've abandoned the American experiment, have they not? I mean,
right.
Most of them, now they may run for office sounding fairly moderate, but they vote hard left. They push policies hard left. You know, the party has grown very hostile to our country. It's embracing Marxism, the most radical elements, not just in New York City, in other places as well. And it's an umbrella for the radical Islamists and the as they unite the Marxists and the Islamists. It is a hotbed of Jew hatred and anti-Semitism. In other words, it's become very poisonous. It's become like one of these radical left-wing parties in Europe that's been brought over here. So what we used to call blue dog Democrats or moderate Democrats,
right?
They're out there, but they're not in government. They're out there, but they're not running the Democrat Party.
Well, and they're afraid, I think, to speak up because people like Mondami and Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, they're right in line with the old Fidel Castro. In fact, I saw you tweeted something along those same lines the other day, and they're very similar to that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We're talking with the great one, Mark Levin. Let me ask you a little bit something. I'm a little frustrated. I think a lot of us are these days. The president said earlier this week that Senate Democrats are extortionists holding up qualified nominees. But at the same time, Republicans control the House and the Senate, and they've accomplished a lot. But couldn't they be doing more right now? How come we haven't seen more appointments, for example?
Because they have the filibuster. We only have 53 Republicans. It takes 60 to overcome a filibuster, and that's the problem. And so they're trying to figure out a way to get around it, and the way to get around it is recess appointments, which are also allowed in the Constitution. Those recess appointments are for a maximum of 2 years. They're for the one congressional term. So if somebody's recess appointed today, it ends at the end of the congressional term in a year and a half, but you can be recess appointed more than once. The president has brought this up, but for some reason, the Republican leadership in the Senate is not interested in that. I am very interested in that as a way of combating this. But in terms of an actual appointment, the filibuster rule is an issue. And so it's just like the gerrymandering. The Democrats will do anything they can to disrupt the Republic, to undermine the Republic, to usurp the rule of law. And unfortunately, the Republicans are going to have to push back the same way. And so when it comes to the appointments and so forth and so on, the next time there's a Democrat president, God forbid, they need to block them all.
Right.
But, you know, we get these guys, we get like the Susan Collins, the Lisa Murkowskis, and people like this. There's 6 or 8 or 10 of them. And they undermine the rest of the Republicans.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the gerrymandering because there's much wailing and gnashing of teeth about that. And yet Democrats have been doing it for years.
Yeah, it's all BS. yeah, you look at California, it's out of control. Illinois, Maryland, they don't have a single Republican representative. excuse me, they have one. Massachusetts has none. And we can go through all these states. And, you know, DeSantis is saying, well, now, wait a minute. Maybe we'll redo our state again. And Texas, obviously, is redoing its state. And, you know, they have the media there carrying their flag for them about how anti-democratic this is. I think one Democrat compared it to the Holocaust because they're sick. You mean the Holocaust, for God's sake.
Right.
So I talk about this at length, by the way, at my opening on Saturday's Life, Liberty, and Live-In, if anybody cares. I spend 20 minutes on it, going through the history of the whole thing and really what's taking place here. It's all BS from the Democrats.
Let me ask you a little bit something. I want to look forward, if we can. Who inherits the MAGA brand? You know, Trump, his term ends in 2028. Who inherits the mantle? Is it J.D. Vance? Is it Don Jr.? Is it Rubio? Who do you think inherits this brand?
Well, first of all, there's only one Donald Trump, so nobody's right. going to inherit any of that. And he's truly a historic and iconic figure, and we're going to wish one day that we had him longer. We really are. This is a remarkable human being who's doing unbelievable things. I don't think anybody inherits anything. Not necessarily a vice president or a secretary of state or anything else. They're going to have to compete in a Republican primary. I'm not behind anybody yet. I want to hear what they have to say. And so we'll see. So this word inherit, I don't much like, even though people talk about it all the time. That's where I am. I'm in a wait and see position.
Let them fight it out, basically. Which I tend to agree with you. That's the Democrats do the inherit thing. They love to do the what's my turnism. I kind of like the idea of letting them fight it out and see, you know, where the chips may fall. I do want to ask you about something since I mentioned wailing and gnashing of teeth, and since we're talking about left wing meltdowns. They sure are upset about Sidney Sweeney, and I just would love to get your take on that.
Well, I don't wear blue jeans, so I don't, you know, it doesn't really care to me, but it's so ridiculous, isn't it? But they would know a lot about eugenics since Woodrow Wilson, their
right.
progressive Democrat hero, was a big eugenicist. When he was governor of New Jersey, they did, in fact, sterilize handicapped people, mentally ill people, as well as black people. And this was a big push, including ethnic eugenics, by that party. And so to hear Democrats today talk about, and particularly the left in the Democrat Party, this is like eugenics. I always said, well, you would know, wouldn't you? That's
right.
Number one. Number two, it has nothing to do with eugenics. These people are sick. They're just sick. And so the stock of that company went through the roof, and as it should, people are saying, you know what, let me try those genes. And that's a good thing. So the pushback on this wokeism is a terrific thing, and that whole issue is manufactured. It's BS.
It is ironic that their idea of a woman is Dylan Mulvaney and ours is Sidney Sweeney. I'll take Sidney Sweeney over Dylan Mulvaney any day of the week. So.
Well, they even tell us they can't define what a woman is. And then they have this Supreme Court Lady Jackson. They look at this, the first black woman. Excuse me. Is she a woman or not? You can't define it, but then you keep praising yourself for the appointment. If you follow the left, you'll lose your mind, quite frankly.
That's true. That's true. Well, again, the new book is called On Power. It's a New York Times number one bestseller. It's available on Amazon. If folks want to connect with you, they can find you on X at Mark Levin Show, LevinTV.com, and, of course, weekday afternoons right here on KNSS as well.
That's the key, baby, right there.
Yes, yes. Mark, thank you again for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Well, you guys, too. And let me say this to Kansas. Keep growing stuff. Nobody eats more bread and corn than me. So thank you very much. God
Mark,
bless.
Thank you, brother.
You take care.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.